First of all, the United States government has not formally notified the government of Uganda. We are getting it through the media, and we think that is improper. Uganda cannot compel the United States to give us their money. We shall make do with the resources that we have. If they choose to withhold their support to the various government programs that they were funding, either directly or indirectly. Uganda is a sovereign country. Our parliament is a sovereign parliament, and we should be allowed to make laws and make decisions that we think are in our interest.
The United States says that the issue of homosexuality is a human rights issue, and it will do everything to defend human rights.
How does withdrawing support for Uganda help the cause of the so-called human rights the United States government is seeking to defend or to protect? We think it is simply a blackmail. We have stated before that homosexuality is not a fundamental human right. In our own constitution, it is not guaranteed as a fundamental right. But even if it were and the government of Uganda was offended those rights, there are democratic, legitimate platforms through which the United States government can engage the government of Uganda. We can engage the government of Uganda through the diplomatic channels, through our parliament of Uganda by asking or requesting, making reasons why the law should be amended or repealed. They can support groups to challenge this law in our complex court through the judicial system. The American government pretends to be championing the rule of law, the code of justice. We have legitimate institutions that can handle its grievances with the government of Uganda, but we reject the blackmail by the United States government.
The problem with the Uganda anti-homosexual laws is that it criminalizes, it makes it a crime for you to be a homosexual. That's a human rights issue.
Well, there's no provision which says a criminal law cannot be challenged through our courts of law or even through our parliament. If the United States government is what it claims to be, that it believes in the rule of law, it believes in the judicial system, it believes in justice, then it should be able to use our parliamentary democratic platform or our judicial system to challenge this law, rather than the blackmail they're attempting to impose on the government and the people of Uganda. This law is very popular in Uganda, and we're there, the American ambassador, we're there, the American ambassador to Uganda, we're there, the American government, to sponsor a vote, a popular vote, a referendum on this issue to test whether their position is correct or not.
There are those who say that because President Yoweri Museveni signed the law, he should not be allowed to attend the U.S.-Africa summit that is coming up in August. What do you think?
Well, those are matters that can be addressed through the diplomatic channel. But we think there is no reason why the president of Uganda should not be able to attend. But even if it was Africa-U.S. relations summit, the United States government should use that summit to engage the president of Uganda through diplomatic channels rather than blackmail. Preventing President Museveni from attending the summit does not in any way cancel the validity of the law passed by Uganda. So we think continuous engagement is much better than blackmail.
Did President Museveni really sign the law because of the election that is coming up in 2016? He wants to appeal to the Ugandan people so that they can vote for him.
First of all, as you know, this proposal came from a private member of parliament. How come the United States government failed to convince that private member who sponsored this bill in parliament? The United States government failed to prevent, to convince the parliamentary committee in Uganda. It failed to convince the entire parliament of Uganda that perhaps this law was unnecessary or it is draconian. Why would they wish to wait for the president of Uganda to defy his own parliament to reject assenting to the bill? The United States government failed to convince all the platforms that this proposal went through. Why would they want to arm the president of Uganda?